again soon. Hey, we finally got the mailing out. Again, it was not our problem, but got out by, what was that, Thursday? Thursday, I think it went out. So anyway, yay for that. Because the mailing was so late, how an announcement. I think I need one of those opportunity posters. Speaking of which, this coming Friday, we'll be truck for Williamsburg County, 5 o'clock. If you can come, if you can come help load at the storage unit at 4, that would be great. Please let me know if you can do that. Come and we'll have a great time loading all the donations we have. More than a truck is going to be able to take. Be aware of that. Not time to be bringing your stuff. Like,
blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who gives us a new birth into a living hope, who raises us with Christ from death, who fills us with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us repent of our sin and be renewed to the promise of God. Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Again from the dead, our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep. By the blood of your eternal covenant, make us complete in everything good that we may do your will, and work among us all that is well-pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. This evening, would the children please come forward?
Playground.
Oh, I know, and this is going to excite
first lesson is a reading from Acts. Now in Joppa there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, who heard that Peter was there, sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them, and when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from Revelation. After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and all the elders, and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What the Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. Hot, dry, barren. Sand everywhere, water nowhere. Empty, alone, bereft. Death everywhere, help nowhere. You know the place. All you have to do is look deep in your heart, deep into those places and times you'd rather forget. Oh, you know the place. And in your mind, you feel again the heat, and you taste again the grit in your mouth and the overwhelming thirst for relief. You've been there far too many times. The desert, lonely, dry, dead. Nothing grows there, no green thing. Oh yes, deep inside you know this story. You know this place. He makes me lie down in green pastures. It doesn't take much to make a desert. A phone call in the night, a voice saying, "I've got some bad news to tell you," that will do it. That's all it takes. You are suddenly lost in the sands of hurt and pain and forsakenness. The child comes home to find only one parent left there to explain that mommy and daddy can't get along any longer, and suddenly there is no family anymore. The parent discovers a child, once so full of goodness and vitality and potential, now wanders lost in a world of addiction, unable to see or care beyond the next fix. An older couple ride home in the car in silence, the doctor's words still ringing in their ears, and both of them having so much they need to say, but not even knowing how to begin. The job is lost. Hopes and dreams are shattered. Someone gets sick. Expectations are failed. You turn to embrace a future only to find a crisis embracing you. Just so there are many deserts in our lives. Deserts dry, barren, and empty. Deserts that leave us lost, forsaken, and so in need. You know this story. You know the place. Deep inside, you know this place, this desert. You have been there before, far too many times. He makes me lie down in green pastures. You know, in the deserts of our lives, a little green pasture is just what we need. We need someone to enter the bleak and barren landscape of our lives and lead us to a place of peace, a place of goodness, a place of blessing, a place of hope. And so, God sends us a shepherd. He sends us Jesus, our good shepherd, to care for us, to claim us as his own, to pour out on us all the good things he can give. It's no wonder that the 23rd Psalm has become one of our favorites. In this psalm of trust, we receive the assurance of God's care. We receive the assurance of God's love. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, we hear, knowing that we don't have some hired hand to care for us, but rather we are looked after by God, and all our needs and desires will be fulfilled. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters, the psalm continues, convincing us that God does not forsake us to the deserts of life, but guides us to a place of rest and goodness with God. He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake, the psalmist promises, proclaiming that in our tired, old lives, God makes things new and then stays with us so that we don't go astray again, but remain close to God. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And here the psalm gives us the greatest comfort of all, because it assures us that in all things, God is with us. In all things, good and bad, God does not forsake us. And we can trust that God has the power to save. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. The psalm here telling us how rich and abundant God's blessings for us are. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, the psalm concludes, promising us God's love and grace and care forever. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Oh, people of God, there are plenty of deserts in our lives. But in Jesus, we have the Good Shepherd, sent by God, sent to care for us, sent to give us love. Amen.
Thank you.
with the whole people of God in Christ Jesus. Let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation.
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. How much we do need your tender care in our lives. Feed us in your pleasant pastures, and enfold us ever in your safe and loving arms. Help us to follow you, Lord Jesus. In love you have bought us and made us free. Call us now to you, and help us to know that we are yours always. Lord, in your mercy, saving God, you make us yours. We thank you that you are with us now, and that we can look forward to the rich reward of dwelling with you face to face. In this season, as life bursts forth all around us, give us new life, give us new faith, give us new zeal, give us new hope. Lord, in your mercy, O great shepherd of our lives, we are yours. We belong to you, and we pray that in your love you would befriend us and guard us through each and every day. We know we are sinners. Continue to seek after us and to forgive us and to lead us now and always in your way. Lord, in your mercy, God of grace, you have promised always to be with us and to give us your care. Give comfort to your flock and lead us in the way of peace. Be a source of strength to those who struggle and suffer in any way. Assure them of your presence, your strength, your hope, your love, and your grace. Be with and bless all in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Peace of Christ be with you all.
Risen One, as you were already disciples on the shore, meet us now in this meal. Nourish us to follow you, using our gifts to feed the hungry and tend the weary and all who love us.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God of the universe, your mercy is everlasting and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for your words and deeds of Jesus, the Anointed One. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died.
God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth, burning with justice, peace, and love.
Come, Holy Spirit.
With your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever.
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Living God, you have greeted us in our brokenness and nourished us with the body of Christ, broken for us. Risen to new life with you, send us now to hear your healing love into the wounded world. In the name of our risen Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
ghost
Happy
to me.
Mother's
Thank you.
She hot-tailed it out of
the same to you, yeah. hon.